James Comer, Joe Biden received $40,000 in China money again disguised as loan repayment. By Wendell Hasebo on November 1, 2023. Joe Biden received $40,000 in laundered SFC China Energy Company money in 2017 from the account of his brother, James Biden, and sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. Once again in the form of a personal check labeled as a loan repayment. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, uncovered Wednesday in a newly released bank records memorandum. The revelation is the second instance Joe Biden personally accepted a suspicious personal check from his brother James, who was involved in the Biden family's overseas business ventures. Joe Biden has denied any involvement in Biden family business ventures at least 9 times. The discovery justifies concerns raised by Republicans that the Biden business compromised Joe Biden. It also lends further credence to the impeachment inquiry into the president. The $40,000 money trail began on July 30, 2017, when Hunter Biden demanded a $10 million payment from SFC China Energy Company associate Raymond Zhou. SFC had close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. The Bidens launched their working relationship with SFC when Joe Biden was vice president. The laundered money trail took 6 steps, the committee said. July 30, 2017, Hunter Biden put pressure on Zhao for a $10 million payment using the influence of Joe Biden, who was sitting in the room, according to a screenshot of a WhatsApp message from an IRS whistleblower in June. August 8, 2017, Hunter Biden-linked bank accounts received about $5 million in payments from Zhao within 10 days of the text, using proximity to Joe Biden as a cudgel. Northern International Capital, a Chinese company affiliated with SFC, sent $5 million to Hudson West 3, a joint venture established by Hunter Biden and SFC associate Gong Wendong. August 8, 2017, on the same day, $400,000 was wired to a Wasco PC from Hudson West 3, another entity controlled by the president's son. August 14, 2017, Hunter Biden then wired $150,000 to Lionhall Group, an entity owned by Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, and his wife, Sarah Biden. August 28, 2017, Sarah Biden withdrew $50,000 in cash from Lionhall Group. On the same day, Sarah Biden deposited $50,000 into her shared personal checking account with James Biden. September 3, 2017, Sarah Biden wrote Joe Biden a check for $40,000 for a loan repayment, a method Republicans say is used to launder money. The extortion scheme worked, Comer said in a statement. It all began with a shakedown in the summer of 2017, when Hunter Biden sent a message to his SFC associate demanding a $10 million capital payment. In taking funds sourced to a CCP-linked company that wanted to advance China's interests, Joe Biden exposed himself to future blackmail and put America's interests behind his own desire for money, added Comer, a former bank board member. The revelation comes after Comer disclosed that Joe Biden received a $200,000 check from James Biden in 2018, also noted as a loan. Comer believes the $200,000 payment is suspicious because the money flowed through a distressed entity, AmeriCorps, which loaned James Biden a total of $600,000. James Biden and the White House insist the check was not due to a pre-existing business relationship. James Biden insisted the money was a return payment for money Joe Biden lent him. Like the payment to Joe from AmeriCorps funds, it's certainly plausible that this payment where James and Sarah used funds from China was indeed a loan repayment to Joe, Comer said. But even if this $40,000 check was a loan repayment from James Biden, it still shows how Joe benefited from his family cashing in on his name, with money from China no less. The discoveries of payments received by Joe Biden are a result of subpoenaing James Biden. The House Oversight Committee will continue to follow the money and will hold President Biden accountable for his corruption, Comer reiterated. Evidence unearthed against Joe Biden is growing. The evidence is here and here. Fourth Bank Records Memo, source, House Oversight Committee, by Breitbart News on Scribd. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.